There are two main rules for a Radio 4 continuity announcer. One, don't crash the pips. Two, no long silences. The regulars perform with aplomb. Today's stand-ins struggled. Here's the golf commentator, Peter Alice, just before 1 o'clock, stopping, then starting again, then discovering just how hard it is to talk exactly to time.
It's been great fun being with you today. Next up is the great Sir Peter O'Sullivan. He promises to give me a ride back on the back of his old pony, but he tells fibs occasionally. Goodbye. Don't forget to donate to Sport Relief. Today's the day to do it. Click on to bbc.co.uk. Send us your cash.
And here, later in the day, is Sir Peter O'Sullivan, the voice of horse racing.
To donate to Sport Relief today, please go to bbc.co.uk/sportrelief. Hope I got that right. And click on Donate.
The silence that followed lasted for 25 seconds. That feels like a lifetime on radio. After 90 seconds of this, an emergency tape cuts in automatically. Which is why the real continuity announcers always have something ready to hand, just in case they need to fill. But Sir Peter evidently hadn't.
Now it's time for Blind Man's Bete Noir.
Whew. The big names brought a touch of personality to the Radio 4 studio, but as one of them admitted, at some cost.
Yes, it's still Murray Walker, and I can tell you that this continuity announcing sure is different, and it's stressful.